Kenora. For the second series in a row, the Kenora Cobras have dug themselves a hole with a 0-2 deficit after losing Game 1 by a score of 6-3 in Kenora on March 22, and then taking a 7-2 defeat the next evening in Rockinville. Cobras coach Darren Schwartz said he reminded the players of the importance of always being prepared prior to Game 1 and felt it was a relatively even, back-and-forth game for about the first 19 minutes of the opening period. But then we gave up a late goal, and that was probably the turning point in the game, said Schwartz. After that, we stood around and watched as they outskated us and outplayed us at our own game, especially in the second and most of the third period. We weren't ready to play the kind of hockey Rockinville was playing for most of the game. The Tigers stretched their lead to 4-0 with 3 second period goals, and then added a fifth early in the final period. Later in the third, we finally got to where we wanted to be and scored 3 goals, said Schwartz. We showed we could score and play right with them. It looked like we had gained some momentum. The final shot total was 29-24 for Kenora. Scott Mikowski scored a goal and added an assist for the Cobras. Other goal scorers were Cody Dubas of Invermay and Jake Heerspink. Logan Foster was the top playmaker with a pair of assists, while Von Wilgosh and Riley Stefanishin of Kenora each chipped in with singles. Game 2. The puck was dropped for Game 2 in Rockinville the following evening. The Tigers built a 3-0 lead by the 15-minute mark of the first period, but the Cobras bounced back with a late goal to cut the deficit to 2 by the first intermission. Our start was similar to Game 1, said Schwartz. We held in there, but could never get our feet moving the way we like to play. They came at us in waves. We have to learn to counter. We're having trouble with that right now. Schwartz said the Cobras gave a good effort, but were not rewarded. We battled with them but were outshot, which is unusual for us. We had trouble getting scoring chances. We only had 12 shots after 2 periods. Scott Mikowski scored both Kenora goals, each set up by Riley Stefanishin of Kenora. Do or die. As was the case in the previous series versus Swan Valley, the Cobras are now in a position where one more loss would mean the end of their season. Comparing the two opponents, Schwartz said the talent level is similar but the Tigers are a more veteran team, making them even more of a challenge to beat. Our backs are against the wall. Like the previous series, we have to play desperate hockey. We've got to find a way out of this. The support of their noisy and dedicated local fans will be more important than ever for the Cobras when the puck is dropped for Game 3 on Friday, March 29, in Kenora. I hope they come out for us again, said Schwartz. It's been beautiful so far, the way they've been behind us. We don't want it to end. We need them, it's going to be a dogfight all the way. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatooday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.